You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm talking to Skulklo, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in the Western Cape. Market's in a little bit of a limbo mode at the moment. I'm obviously a firm undertone, Skulk, but on the other hand, not pushing on and not pushing down.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I mean, 15 minutes prior to the market close, I mean, we were trading at a 13 billion day, which was extremely low volume. And yeah, on the close, let's call it in the auction, we did see some volume closing the day, 21 billion. So, but in general, I got this, you know, everybody is sort of in limbo, like you said. I mean, we're playing this waiting game to see, you know, what's going to happen, you know, with Trump. Is he going to be impeached? Second impeachment on its way.
Yes.
Is he going to be impeached? You know, we're waiting for Thursday for the full announcement, you know, for some clarity around the Biden stimulus that we're waiting for. We can see today that the 10-year, US 10-year yield really reacts. But in general, volume's thin and not a lot of, you know, strong, you know, market news coming out currently.
No, not. But it's a good time. And this is the time, I suppose, that people like yourself, portfolio managers, sort of sit down and consolidate. You look back at 2020 and say, what were the themes? And we know what the themes were. We don't need to go through them. But then you start to say to yourself, yes, the themes will be the same in 2021, but with different directions. And that's what I say. The drivers of 2020 are still there, but the drivers have either changed gear or gone in a different direction. So they are still there, the same elements, but they will exert a different sort of influence. That's my theme of the first month of this year.
I totally agree, Lindsay. It's sort of a more of the same. I took today and sort of went back to, let's call it that, mid-March period. Because why? Because that was the period where they announced the let's call it the big stimulus, the $2 trillion stimulus for COVID relief. And we know we're sitting, you know, pretty hopefully one day before another one is going to be announced. And we've already had an indication, I think, a lot of check words, things like this will be huge, this will be big, it won't be the biggest, one of the biggest stimulus that we've seen. And just to take back, we've seen the 10-year yield, US 10-year yield, recently strongly move up. I mean, we've seen it gone up to, you know, a few days ago to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 1.18.
Exactly right. It went to 118, which is a 20-point move. Sorry to interrupt you. It went from 0.88% in mid-December to 1.18% 2-3 days ago. And if you take that 20 and divide it into 0.88, it's about a 33-34% move. And that's the cost of money, as I keep on going on about. And I will keep on going on about it because that is my theme of the year. So
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. This is my theme of the year as well. I think investors should caution. You know, we keep on harping on this, the 60-40 portfolio. 60 portfolios, when people refer to a 60-40 portfolio, that is usually a 60% equities, 40% bonds. You know, when you are exposed 40% bonds, and you look at the global bond market with the U.S. being the biggest portion of global bonds, this is a area which investors should be very, very aware that this they add big risk. And there's two reasons for that. So why did I look at March last year?
Mm-hmm.
They announced the stimulus. So the stimulus was announced for, let's call it 16 March last year. And pretty much the bond yields, U.S. bond yields, was trading at very similar levels to what we're seeing today. The 18th of March, the 10-year yield was trading at 1.18%.
Yes.
Three weeks later, you know, literally, well, let's call it a month later. A month later, it was trading at 0.61. So the announcement came and they said they're going to buy, I think it was about $700 billion worth of U.S. treasuries. And boom, went from 1.18, 1.19 to 0.61%.
Yes.
Over that same period, we've also seen that the gold price on that stage, let's call it just prior to the announcement of the stimulus, was trading at, you know, $1,500 per fine ounce. Month later, it was trading literally $200 higher. So I think the first thing that I want to tell investors tonight is be careful. Be careful. When I look a little bit longer down the street, I do think that the U.S. rates could still be under further pressure looking, let's call it 12, 24 months ahead.
Okay, yes, just before you go on, Scott, because I've had a bet with a well-known commentator, and my bet is that interest rates between now and the end of the year, in other words, the 31st of December, will rise. I think there's going to be a change in guard at the U.S. Federal Reserve, or rather a change in stance at the U.S. Federal Reserve because of Mr. Biden's administration. I think rates are going to go up. The person that I had had the bet with, said completely the opposite, and that's the basis of a good bet. What do you think? He's going to win or I'm going to win? And it's a big bet. I mean, you've always lost to me because, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not going to even try and bet.
No, you're not going to bet. But what do you think? Who's going to win?
That other person. Now, Lindsay, so I think from now to the end of the year, I think your bet's going to be under pressure. I do think that although, you know, looking 2 years, remember, you know, end of 2019, just prior to COVID really happening, the big COVID happening, U.S. rates were trading at 2% levels, 1.9 to be exact. Mm. And so I do believe that is the levels that we should be normalizing at. So if you ask me, do I think that rates at let's call it the 1.1 levels currently is high or low? I think it's low. I do think that normalization will be, again, roughly at the 2% levels. Do I think it's going to happen before the end of the year? I think it all depends on the rollout of COVID or the vaccine and how it actually takes. I don't think it's going to be a quick fix, and I don't think that they will be in the position to see that rates, you know, become out of control. So,
Not out of control, but I mean, to go from 0.25% at the upper band of the US Federal Reserve strata, if you go from 0.25% to 0.5%, it's not a massive move. But I think that freed from the shackles of Donald Trump, I think that the Fed will be allowed to raise rates. And I don't know if you've got a screen that has a commodity basket in front of you, but if you have a look at it literally is a basket. It's not, you've got iron ore, which is obviously an industrial commodity, and you've got copper and another industrial commodity. But if you go down to the supermarket, which you probably do, you put in things that are made of corn and wheat and soybeans and milk and that sort of thing. You've got that. Those prices are going through the roof at the moment. That is why I think
inflation.
Inflation. So they'll notch it up. I'm not saying it's going to go to, the rates are going to go to 2.5-3% from their current 0.25%. I just say they might go to 0.5% or even 0.75%. That's my bet. And I really need it, otherwise, I'm going to be borrowing money from you.
You took all my money last year, and I'll bet. So you need to find some other person.
I took two cases of beer. It's not money.
You're right. I hope you're right. Because remember, whenever you took the person, you know, the bet from the other person, it's still fairly bearish on the environment that we're currently in. Hence the fact that he's betting on rates staying lower. They will need to keep rates lower to try and stimulate a very dire environment. If you're right, and I do believe that eventually you will be right. I mean, you're going to put $2,000 in each American's, you know, pocket, and not that's. I mean, that was, you know, sort of the rumor back in December, you know, in terms of stimulus. If you're going to put $2,000 in each American pocket, I mean, yes, you're going to see inflation, and yes, I mean, you started off this conversation on all commodities. I still think that the commodity environment, all commodity environment, is a very, very good place to be. So in the shorter term, I still believe that you need to be in gold. And I know there's a lot of people that say, well, you know, I think, you know, gold has seen the best of days. Again, mid-March, they announced the stimulus. You know, U.S. bonds were bought. We saw the U.S. yield, you know, 10-year yield went from, as I mentioned, 1.19 to 0.6. And over that same period, the gold price went up $200. Don't be surprised if we see a similar reaction in the next few weeks. So I think that is the environment where I will be over the shorter term. I don't think I will really be in a big rush to and I'm again, just to stipulate my personal position, I'm not, you know, balls to the wall in terms of invested in terms of gold.
Yes.
But I do think that you know, some exposure to gold currently is not a bad idea. Then looking towards the, you know, the second part of the year, I do agree with you. I do think inflation is going to start kicking up, and your all commodity environment, your softer commodities, your iron ores, your coppers, your rhodiums, even food environment, your maize, those type of environments, you want to be in that environment, because yes, I do think that inflation is going to start kicking up. And that's going to be very, very good for, firstly, commodities. And secondly, as a commodity-driven country, I still believe it's going to be very, very positive for South Africa.
I hope so. And on that note, let's have a look at the rand-dollar exchange rate, or the dollar-rand, as it should be called. Dollar-rand is currently 15.26. British pound against the rand is 20.85. Euro-rand is 18.58. Euro-dollar, 121.75, which is slightly weaker US dollar. British pound, 136.65 against the dollar. The gold price, not a bad day, up $12 to 18, let's call it 1860. Let's give it the benefit of the doubt, up to 1860. The platinum price is up, well, a massive amount actually in the last 24 hours. It's now 1106, which is up nearly 9%. I mean, but that's in 24 hours, not in the current trading session. Where's palladium, please, Skulk?
Palladium also looking not too bad, currently trading at, you know, $2,394.
Crude oil has started to fall off a little bit. It's down 0.2%. West Texas at 53.11, and Brent crude oil is, where is it, $56.30, down around about 0.5%. Give me Bitcoin. Have you got Bitcoin? I need Bitcoin.
I love it when you ask me for Bitcoin. You always sound so surprised that I can be able to give you Bitcoin. Bitcoin currently is trading at $34,000.
You never surprise me.
Yeah, $640. I've got it on my watch list now. So you sort of forced me into you following Bitcoin now. So it's $34,460.
If only I knew what it was, I would be very interested in it. Let's have a look in it at the prices of the top five up and down on the JSE Securities Exchange. My screen is just updating. So I've got Redefine up 11%, Sappi up 8%, big move there, Cap up 5 1/3, Aspen a 4.6% winner to 144. That's been a nice little slow burner, that one, recently. Telkom up 4.5% to 33.43. On the downside, though, the Richemont luxury goods not doing well today on the JSE. Maybe it's a Rand story. Down 3.2%. Tiger Brands down 3.1%, but that's a dividend story, I think. Capitec down 3%. Hammerson down nearly 3%. Liberty Holdings down 2.75%. Any of those that caught your eye at PSG Wealth today?
No, I mean, you mentioned Richemont as a Rand player. I think I would really be surprised if it's called a 30 basis points movement in the Rand would really have that, you know, big of an effect on Richemont, bringing it down, you know, that type of percentage. Just remember, that the Rand hasn't really, really lost that much value. It's back to more normalized, and Richemont's still up. You know, even with the pullback today, is up, you know, 8.3% for this month. So I think or year to date, I just think Richemont did a little bit too much. It's a company that's currently, in my view, we are holding it, and I really, I'm a big Richemont fan. But
do you wear a watch?
Current valuations. I do wear a watch, but
is it a Richemont watch?
It's not a Richemont watch. It's one of those fruity ones, you know?
No, I don't know. I don't wear any jewelry. I can't stand anything being on my hands or fingers or anywhere, actually. What do you mean a fruity watch?
Yeah, so you get, you know, different fruits like oranges and pears and apples. So
let's move on immediately then, otherwise we might fall out.
I'm invested in them as well, so yeah, I love the company. I think I still believe that Richemont is a very good company, but I do believe that current valuations is not cheap. I mean, I just want to make it clear, this is a company that's trading north of a 30 times PE in an environment where people are struggling. I mean, we're looking at an economic environment that's pretty much dire. And I do ask myself the question if luxury goods and like you mentioned, watches and those other things are going to be an environment where people are going to invest in if we need to be stimulating. So, I'm still a happy holder of Richemont, but again, maybe looking for some better opportunity to buy in a little bit lower.
Okay, give us the JSE closing indices, if you would, please, Scout Glow.
So the market today were a little bit softer. We're looking at 0.1% closed at 63,475 points. The resource index, they were up 44 basis points. Industrial index, they were down 46 basis points. And the financials, even in an environment with the Rand being a little bit stronger, financials actually down 1.2% for today. So, Redefine definitely helped the property sector. The big move in Redefine today helped the property sector to be up 2.1% for today.
Yeah, but don't forget Redefine is R3.45. I mean, maybe 11%, but it's still a very, very small stock, even though it's in my top five major movers. What was the value traded? Because I think it must have been over 20 billion today.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. The value traded for today was literally just over 21 billion. So very similar to yesterday's trade of 21.9 billion. So I think good start to the year.
Very, very good start indeed. Skulk, thanks so much for your analysis. That's Skulk Lowe from PSG Wealth in the Western Cape. He'll be back with me, or you'll rather, Skulk, be back with me tomorrow morning for the opening. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.